Thanks. Soon as you're ready. Okay. Senate Education Budget Division will come to order. Good morning, everyone. Today we'll have one bill in the Budget Division that'll be Senate File 851, Senator Saltzman. This will address the Minnesota Reading Corps program establishment and appropriation. Senator Saltzman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. I'd like to first of all start with an author's amendment. And what I am would like to change is on line 2.7.
Is this an oral amendment,
this
Senator?
This is an oral amendment, yes. Yes, Mr. Chair.
At line 7.
On line 2.7, strike $1.5 million in both instances on that line and insert $1.7 million, $1,700,000. And this is to take advantage of the federal stimulus aid that is flowing to our AmeriCorps program in Minnesota.
Okay, on that amendment to change 5 to a 7, all in favor? At line 2.7, the $1.5 million reference would be 1.7.
Correct,
in
Mr.
each
Chair.
Instance, the two references.
The two.
Yes.
The two references, yes, Mr. Chair.
No further discussion. All in favor indicate aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion adopted. Senator Saltzman.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. You know, we've had some very interesting discussions this week about issues that we've really struggled with and deal with some of the issues in our school. But today, this is a great bill because it talks about things that are working in Minnesota and for a very minimal investment. And then I know $1.7 million is nothing that is not significant, but the impact on students in our state is incredible. In 2007, we appropriated $1 million each year to the Reading Corps in Minnesota. And this is really Commissioner Segrin's program. She started this program several years ago. It has grown. It should be a national model for how we use AmeriCorps members. So I'm not going to take credit for that, but I am so honored to be able to sponsor this legislation again this year. And in the 2007 biennium, the $2 million were able to reach 15,000 students in schools and Head Start programs across our state. And when you think about for a little over $100, about $127, I believe, we were able to impact children's reading success. What an incredible investment that is. And so this year, we are seeking an expansion. And I know in a year when every dollar counts, to be able to expand this program to meet 25,000 students in age 3 to grade 3 and possibly to expand that even beyond that because of the AmeriCorps dollars, this is where we absolutely have to look at using our very limited resources to make a difference because reading, as we know, is one of the most important skills that children learn. I could talk about this for the next half an hour, but I have people at the table today who are on the front line, and I'd like to start, first of all, with Audrey Zucker, who is the executive director of Serve Minnesota, and this is an agency, a nonprofit agency that runs the AmeriCorps programs in our state and also administers the Minnesota Reading Corps. What I want to note here is that our investment as a state leverages significant dollars from both the private sector and also AmeriCorps. So the more money we put in, the more money we get back to expand this program, and it is truly making a difference. So, Ms. Zucker.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Mr. Chair and committee members, my name is Audrey Zucker, and I serve as executive director of Serve Minnesota. And as Senator Saltzman said, we're responsible for Minnesota's AmeriCorps program, also sometimes referred to as a domestic Peace Corps. And we are absolutely delighted and grateful for the chance to be in front of you today to provide testimony on the Reading Corps. It is a statewide literacy initiative of ours that's now in its sixth year, and we see it as really poised to become a permanent part of Minnesota's solution to ensuring that all Minnesota children are reading proficiently by third grade. As Senator Saltzman mentioned, this Reading Corps was born with the vision of Alice Segrin in 2003. Her vision was that if we marry the people power of the AmeriCorps program with the science of how children learn to read, this would give us a powerful new vehicle for improving literacy outcomes for our youngest children. And also, we are very grateful that in the last session, the legislature approved $1 million annual appropriation that supported our expansion to our current size. And you have handouts that have some slides that show the growth that we've had over the last few years. And with this request, we are proposing an increase from $2 to $3.4 million over the biennium. And this would allow us to grow from having 600 members on the ground across the state to 1,000 AmeriCorps members, and to grow from serving 15,000 children to 29,000 children. The Minnesota Region Corps is also very fortunate to have Steve Shank, who is chair of Capella Education Corporation, as the person that chairs our efforts to also engage the private sector in this effort. We are absolutely committed to building a public-private partnership in the success of the Region Corps. And he would have been here this morning, actually, to be in front of you, but he's traveling. So he asked that I convey a message on his behalf. So I'm going to read a statement, and you also have the statement in your handout, and this is from Steve Shank. As someone familiar with education and the needs of the business community, I can tell you that the Minnesota Reading Corps represents the type of public-private effort we need if we are to ensure a literate workforce for our future. I've gotten to know the work of the Minnesota Reading Corps intimately over the last 2 years, and I can speak with confidence to the key factors that interest me as a business leader. And these factors will not surprise you. The Reading Corps is data-driven and has results to prove that it works. It is highly affordable, and it is infinitely replicable. And it is for these reasons that I remain committed to helping the Reading Corps engage private support. We will stay aggressive on the private side. The last biennium, we raised $1 million, and this next biennium, we are willing to commit to a 50% increase to $1.5 million. But we need the state by our side in this effort. So our request is for the state to increase to $3.4 million. This powerful combination, then, of state and private support will allow us to leverage $17.3 in federal funds and to grow from serving the 15,000 children to 29,000 over the next biennium. It's a major step forward towards reaching every child in Minnesota that needs the Reading Corps and turning around the unacceptable fact that we now have 12,000 children every year that are failing the state's assessment of third-grade reading proficiency. So with Mr. Shank's statement as a backdrop, I want to introduce three people that are with me today to bring the Reading Corps to life for you. First, you'll hear from Carrie Bowman, who is the Reading Center Director for the St. Croix River Education District, and she is also our evaluator. She'll highlight the science and the results of our program. Next, you'll hear from Tina Hacelius. Tina is a literacy and math coach at Eastern Heights Elementary, and she'll describe the impact of the Reading Corps at her school. And lastly, from Dana Brandis, who is an alumni of the Reading Corps program. Dana served as a Reading Corps AmeriCorps member last year, and she'll describe what her experience meant for the children that she worked with and for herself. Carrie?
Thank you, Audrey. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, my name is Carrie Bowman. I'm from St. Croix River Education District, and I'm delighted to be here with you today to share the outstanding outcomes of the Minnesota Reading Corps and what they're achieving with the children of Minnesota. First, if you take a look at our preschool program at the top of page 3 in your handout, you'll see 6 years' worth of data on each of the 5 literacy assessments used with our preschool children. Notice that
excuse me, Ms. Bowman, but for our viewers as well, this is being televised, could you share what the St. Croix River Education District is?
Certainly. The St. Croix River Education District is a consortium of 5 rural school districts in the east central part of Minnesota. And we, in addition to serving those 5 school districts, also provide additional evaluation and consultation services to agencies around the state in the area of reading.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Back to page 3, you'll see the 6 years' worth of data for our preschool students, and you'll notice something interesting that at the beginning of the year for each of the last 6 years, the student performance looks about the same, but traveling through the year, by the end of the year, you see with each successive year of implementation of this program, the students are performing at higher levels, having made more growth per year than in the preceding years. At the bottom of page 3, you see a comparison of performance for students entering kindergarten in Minneapolis. Those who participated in the Minnesota Reading Corps program as preschool students significantly outperform a matched sample of students who did not have the benefit of the Minnesota Reading Corps. the children who have participated are more ready for kindergarten success than those who have not had that benefit.
Excuse me again, Ms. Bowman. For members, the handout was distributed at the previous meeting, and make sure we all have another copy. Okay, please proceed.
Thank you. Turning our attention to the K-3 program on, well, page 4 of my handout, it's the next slide for you. We see data for last year and the first half of this year showing the percent of participating students who are making more than 1 year's growth in 1 year's time on our literacy assessments. You see that for this year we have 88% of our participating students who are catching up to their grade level expectations, who are ready to demonstrate mastery of grade level standards in reading as measured on the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessment. The bottom slide on page 4 shows the differences in outcomes on the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessment in 2007 for students who participated in the Minnesota Reading Corps versus those who did not. And on the top of page 5, you see a second year of replicated data showing the impressive outcomes on our state assessment for those students who have participated in the Minnesota Reading Corps. In addition to student outcomes, we've been monitoring the ways in which the Minnesota Reading Corps program is supporting systems change in participating schools. And we found really strong evidence that those schools participating in the Minnesota Reading Corps have been engaging in high levels of best practice with reading instruction for all of their students, selecting strong core curricula, using valid and reliable screening assessments to identify students at risk, providing research-based interventions for those students in order to address their needs. Finally, I'd like to show you on page 6 that we've found that our members who have been serving in this program are becoming lifelong advocates for literacy, and in child literacy in particular, and they're a group of people who understand the issues and are really committed to doing what it takes to get all of our students in Minnesota reading. We're so excited to see these three areas of data, that first, the student outcome data, children are growing and performing at higher levels than before, closing the gap with the help of this community partnership in support of the work that the schools are doing so importantly. Secondly, that our schools are embracing best practice reading instruction for all students. And third, that as a community, we're increasing the numbers of people in our community who understand and advocate for child literacy so that this important work can continue. At this time, my colleague Tina will tell you more about how the Minnesota Reading Corps has been achieving these incredible results.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you, Carrie. Mr. Chair and committee members, my name is Tina Haselius. I am a literacy coach at Eastern Heights Elementary here in St. Paul in the St. Paul Public Schools. I was asked to come this morning to convey the program model from sort of the ground floor where I work with the Minnesota Reading Corps members and the students at our school. So I will be discussing the slides that you have on page 7 that discuss the program model. Essentially, what we do at Eastern Heights and what the Minnesota Reading Corps schools do is they begin with a screening assessment. The AmeriCorps members collect the benchmark data on all of our students. We use several different screening measures that have been given to us by the Minnesota Reading Corps. We use that data then to inform our instruction to decide which students have met a benchmark score and which students then will be candidates for Minnesota Reading Corps services. The slide on the bottom of page 7 is data from my school. At Eastern Heights Elementary, the nonsense word fluency screening that we did in September of 2008 on our 51 or 52 first grade students, we had 4 that met the benchmark, that met the criteria. The fall benchmark was a score of 32 on a nonsense word fluency assessment. In all of our first grade, we had 4 students that met that benchmark. What happens then is we begin from the student who's just below the benchmark, and we work our way up through the ranks as we go, putting those students on the AmeriCorps members' caseloads. They receive services from AmeriCorps members. The AmeriCorps members measure their progress every week, and our Reading Corps members then assess whether or not they're making progress. We decide whether or not we should continue with the same intervention, or if they're not making progress, change the intervention until they do make progress. Once the student meets the target score to exit, then we continue to monitor them. Even after they've exited, we continue to monitor for at least 3 weeks to make sure that those students don't simply drop back down. We then go back in the cycle. I'm at the top of page 7. We go back in the cycle after they meet the target. 3 times a year we assess. So our students that were assessed in the fall were then screened again in January. We go through that same cycle again, and back in May we'll do a final screening to see where our students are. If you turn the page to page 8 and you look at the slide on the top of page 8, that's our data now in December. So in September, whereas our school had 4 first grade students in all of first grade who met the benchmark, looking at the slide on the top of page 8, we now, in December, 3 and a half months later, we have 23 students who met the benchmark through the AmeriCorps member services, and 12 more that were receiving services. So the number of students in first grade that now were on target for proficiency and on target to meet proficiency in third grade had more than quadrupled.
Senator Rummel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And is my mic on?
Yes.
Yay. I've had a silent mic for a while, so I've been reluctant to ask questions. First of all, I'd like to welcome Audrey Sucker. I don't know if you remember.
I do.
Years ago, we worked on, I think it was your second and third annual reports. So I'm very familiar with this program and the beginnings of it in Minnesota. Is it Hesselius?
Very good, yes.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me how long a student is typically on an AmeriCorps intervention before they move on?
Research average is 12 weeks. I will say that our sort of informal at our school, I will say that the kindergarten and first grade students seem to progress more quickly than our third grade students do.
Thank you. It's as the explanation was proceeding, it was hard to understand or hard to picture this case-by-case approach and how you progress through the whole body of students. So that really helps a lot.
So just a comment, Mr. Chair, is that this is the RTI model that we talk about, and I don't think that was mentioned, but we also have funded the RTI Center in
Senator
Minnesota.
Saltzman, for our viewers, RTI?
RTI is response to intervention, and it's sort of this model, as has just been described. It's continuous monitoring, and that you check to see if a child responds to an intervention. If they don't, you need to try something else, and if they do, you probably want to continue that or perhaps add to it. So wanted to note that, Mr. Chair.
Along that lines, the final slide that I have on the bottom of page 8 for you is an actual graph where we have monitored one individual student and their results. This is a student that started with us in September. The dates are on the bottom of the graph. And each week we collected data on his nonsense word fluency. And you can see that we worked with him until after December into January, and each vertical line on that graph is a change in intervention for him. And as we changed interventions, as he would become proficient in one thing and move on to another, and we kept working with him to make progress, he eventually in December then was exited. The data that I have on the bottom of that slide indicates that he is still meeting target. These were the winter benchmark stores at the bottom. So this is just one sample of what we do with each student that is on a Minnesota Reading Corps caseload.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would you illustrate for us what an example of nonsense word fluency is?
You want to do that one?
Sure, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, a nonsense word is...
Bowman.
Thank you. Typically a 2 or 3 letter word that isn't really a word, it's just a make-believe word. So SIM would be an example. The reason that we use make-believe words for assessment of children's early mastery of the alphabetic principle and phonics is that we can be sure that they don't already know those words as sight words, that if we were if we just wrote cat, then maybe the student would read cat, and we wouldn't know whether they knew the sounds of those letters and how to break it down and put it back together, or whether they'd just memorized that that group of three letters meant cat. So we use make-believe words to help understand the student's progress in that area.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And now, Mr. Chair, we have an AmeriCorps member with us today, and this is Dana Brandis.
Hello, Mr. Chairperson and committee members. My name is Dana Brandis, and I am a former Minnesota Reading Corps AmeriCorps member. I participated in the program last year, the year after I graduated from college. I graduated from the University of Minnesota, where I studied English and Spanish. And I joined the Minnesota Reading Corps because I was interested in pursuing a teaching career and wanted to gain greater experience before I would go back to school to get licensed. As for my experiences with Reading Corps, it has had a huge impact on my life. I served at Nellie Stone Johnson Community School in North Minneapolis and was very privileged to work with amazing students and staff. Nellie Stone Johnson is situated in a very low socioeconomic community, and I would like legislators to know that I was able to witness improvement in all of the students that I worked with. For example, I began working with one second grade student in the middle of the year who had not met his winter benchmark, but by being very responsive to the data and tailoring his interventions, he was actually able to reach nearly the third grade spring benchmark by the end of his year. In addition to reading improvement, I saw the students gain greater confidence, and I was so grateful to be able to offer them a safe space with excellent one-on-one attention from an adult. And I do know that there was a very strong emotional component to being able to get that special attention as well. Plus, I can definitely attest that Reading Corps helped children strengthen an interest and sometimes even love of reading that may otherwise have weakened in the classroom, given that reading was often a struggle for these students. As to how Reading Corps has affected my life, I can say that I am still working at the school that I love, this time in the capacity of a bilingual associate educator. I am currently applying to graduate programs in special education, and I am especially interested in practicing reading interventions with ELL students, which I know that Reading Corps has had a direct influence on this decision. Reading Corps afforded me the opportunity to discover my passion, for which I am extremely grateful. Likewise, I know I am more seasoned, aware, and have gained great fortitude from my experience to prepare me to continue a career in urban education. And I have been very fortunate to have greatly benefited from the guidance and support of the Reading Corps coaches and staff. And indeed, the AmeriCorps-sponsored Ed Award has also greatly assisted me in financing both my previous and future educational endeavors. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Brandis. Senator Bonhoeff.
Mr. Chair and Ms. Brandis, congratulations on that award. And we noticed in your biography that you interned at the State Senate. So I wonder if you could share with us, who did you intern for and when did you do that?
I interned with Senator Rust, and it was for the experience, and I'm very, very grateful for the experience indeed.
Well, thank you for what you've done with your career so far.
Thank you.
Senator Saltzman.
So, Mr. Chair, I would like to point out that in your packets, you should have a spreadsheet that shows the growth of the Reading Corps. And the current schools in 2008 and 2009, a total 117 schools. And the expansion is also noted for 2009 and 2010 to expand to 220 schools. And these are schools that have expressed an interest. And Senator Saxog, I know that your district has been involved with this program for a number of years. You have that information, and it really is across the state. There are suburban schools, there are urban schools, there are schools in greater Minnesota across the state, and when I have visited some of the Reading Corps sites, what's been really interesting is to see, I think we were in not North Branch, but in Rush City, was in working with the AmeriCorps members there and how they are bringing in volunteers from, I believe, the Cargill plant that's across the street who come in over their lunch hour. And so I think that when you look at this program, the impact, first of all, on children, that's what we have to focus on like a laser, but how it's impacting young people who want to explore the teaching profession or just understanding how reading is so important to children. It's impacting people in our community. being able, and this is not to replace teachers. This program is not to replace any professional, but to really enhance their ability to provide the one-on-one instruction that is so important for some of these children. So with that, I am open to questions, and I hope you can feel the sense of excitement. And like I said earlier, this is a time when we are struggling of where to put our dollars. And this program is probably one of the most, like, the best investments that we could make in terms of education.
Further questions of the testifiers? Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address us on the proposed legislation? That will entertain a motion shortly, but I'd like to share as well. Our three youngest daughters graduated college last year, and one of them is AmeriCorps volunteer, and well, they get a small stipend, and I'm so proud of her, of those others that are wanting to make a difference, serving these students, and it's so clear the impact that you're making. So I know firsthand you have very good evidence right here that it's working. It's to empower these students to work with the classroom teacher and parents, and it's so clear that it's a great return on investment. So thank you, Senator Saltzman, and as you noted, Commissioner Segrin deserves a lot of credit for helping put together the thoughts for this earlier, and we will certainly look forward to your motion at this point.
Yes, at this time I would like to move Senate File 851 as amended to be laid on the table for possible inclusion in the Senate Omnibus Education Bill.
Okay. And Senator Saltzman will also include that we now have a quorum. By reference at 2.7, the $1.5 million is $1.7 million at each reference on that line.
So perhaps I should move that again. Mr. Chair, I'd like to move an author's amendment, as noted earlier, to increase the amount to $1.7 million per year.
We'll make that amendment now. All in favor, indicate aye.
Aye.
Motion adopted. And on the original
And then
motion.
I'd like to move Senate File 851 as amended to be laid on the table for possible inclusion in the Senate Education Omnibus Bill.
On that motion, further discussion? Not. All in favor, indicate aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion adopted. Thank you, Senator Saltzman. And
thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members.
And members, that concludes for the budget division. We will be meeting soon as the policy committee, but for technical reasons, we will need to adjourn the meeting. So the meeting's adjourned.